Welcome to Monthly Movie Madness!
Madness, 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 madness.
This is our monthly segment in which we talk about all of the movies coming out, and Jen, of course, echoes me, and then I echo her, and then she echoes me, and then...
But not your opinions.
What?
Nothing.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about all the movies. Remember that the movie scale is, a one is I'd rather kill myself than see that movie. Two is probably for torture cinema. Three is, maybe. Four is I'd like to see that, or something of that form. And then five, of course, is I'll be there opening night in costume. Which
fabulous.
Is fabulous.
It's a good scale.
I think it's a magical scale.
So let's start with September 2nd.
Well, the first one is actually a film we've talked about before, if I recall correctly, which is Apollo 18.
Yes.
And I don't know if there's a lot of buzz about this film, but it looks pretty awesome.
I think there probably is a decent amount of buzz, only because it's of the moon variety of independent science fiction.
Independent film?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, I'm...
It is a psychological thriller with an element of science fiction.
Something, yeah, there's some weird, like, something going on.
The reason that we have not been back to the moon.
Yes. Is yes. Something to do with this mission. We're not going to say any more of it. My score is obviously a 5. I will be.
Mine is 2.
I will be in a astronaut. Of course, with them shutting down most of NASA, we could probably get those at a discount.
Such a dork. Yeah, mine's a 5, but I'm actually going. I will be going on Saturday night.
I'm just imagining like going to, you know, the little stores you can get the old discount, like military stuff.
Yeah, shut up. You're such a dork. Weren't we supposed to do this in under 10 minutes? Hurry up.
I like it. Shut up. All right. The next movie coming out on September 2nd is Detective D and the Mystery of the Phantom Flame, which is a Chinese sort of kung fu side of fantasy kind of film. It's hard to describe,
yes.
Really.
It's
a murder mystery set in a world.
It is a murder mystery.
But
you know, it reminds me of the number 10 Ox, Bridge of Birds style of fantasy, in which it actually might not be fantasy when it comes right down to it, but everything is laid out to make you at least think it is fantasy.
It does seem so, because it's got a female emperor, and there's like a murder, and like really strange deaths, like violent strange deaths, and... Like some really cool stat. The visuals are amazing in this.
Gorgeous, but yeah. I mean, it's a kung fu movie, and they do amazing things these days. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, it's a 5.
It's definitely a 5, right? Yeah. I mean, that's an easy 5. I have no. It's a limited release, so I probably won't be able to. But I am definitely seeing this movie.
Yeah,
next.
Me too. Well, the next one for September 2nd, of course, is a movie called Insight, which...
I had not seen anything about this movie until we checked the list of movies coming out. And the only reason I'm even slightly interested is that it's got one of the geekiest casts I've seen in a while.
Christopher Lloyd.
It has... Actually, one of the vampire chicks from Buffy is in it.
Okay, well...
Was she on Angel? Whatever. And then Jane is on it.
Yeah, well, the basic premise is a woman trying to save this dead woman, and she gets shocked while they're trying to start her heart again, and now she can see everything that the dead girl, like, what happened.
The murdered girl saw,
right.
Yes.
The only thing that interests me is it's Christopher Lloyd. Other than that, I just don't care. It's
right.
A 2. It's probably going to suck.
Yeah,
it's going to suck.
Probably.
Okay, let's skip it then. Are you a 2 as well?
Yeah, I'll give it a 2.
All right. September 9th then, actually some cool movies are going out this. One big one, of course, is Contagion.
Contagion.
Which has like practically everybody who's important right now in it.
Pretty much.
Matt Damon, Jude Law.
Rachel Weisz.
Mm-hmm.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yep.
Who is behind them? Other people. Lots of other people who are big names.
Big names. Yeah.
I can't tell you right now. Anyway, this one looks really good. It is the first time that I remember seeing a contagion, a movie about an outbreak that actually deals with the whole process of an outbreak. We have in the past seen Outbreak, you know, actual, the movie outbreak.
But it's usually post-outbreak.
But that dealt with the, right, it's post-outbreak, and it deals more with, like, the government cover-up than anything. And not very good movie.
Or the world that's, like, already fallen to crap.
Right. So, yeah, this one should be an interesting look at what would happen if there were a massive worldwide bird flu style thing. So I'm giving it a 5.
I'm giving it a 4 because I hesitate. I think that, I don't know. But it's got Matt Damon in it, so I'll probably see it anyway.
That's a good reason to give it a 4.
I love Matt Damon. It would be, if you could have a crappy movie and you just say, oh, and Matt Damon's in it.
Oh, and Matt Damon.
That's a 4, immediately.
And for me, it's Rachel Weisz. I'll see anything that she's in, so.
Okay.
Like, good.
Okay, well, the next movie for September 9th is a horror.
2.
What?
Just letting you know now. I'm giving it a 2.
Creature.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Creature, the basic premise, some creature in, like, the Florida, like, bayous or
Louisiana
something.
Louisiana bayou.
Whatever. Yes. Whatever. Who cares?
It's very important.
Right.
Just imagine the Louisiana bayou, and there you have it.
Right, whatever.
Crocodile,
like,
thingy.
Giant monster. It's, like, it looks really dumb. It's basically Mansquito, but with a crocodile monster.
Yeah, basically. So, 2.
Yeah, it's a 2 for me. Whatever. Can we move on now?
If not a 1. Yes.
Okay.
Shaolin. Well,
Shaolin, which
is not science fiction or fantasy.
It's alternate history. Basic premise being, there's a general, he's like a really bad guy, he kills a bunch of Shaolin monks, and then he gets ousted by some new up-and-coming hot, cute guy with emo hair, right? And ends up having to go live with the Shaolin, like, he basically has to crawl back to the Shaolin monks.
And beg for their forgiveness. And
right, and it's sort of like a discovery journey of him discovering his real self through this process of, like, training. And it just looks really, really, really good.
It is a beautiful looking movie. I mean, it is an alternate history, but it is very much steeped in the kung fu historical genre. So it doesn't have any fantastical elements in it. It is not filmed with fantastical elements or anything.
Sure.
It's just good kung fu of the Ip Man variety. Historical stories. So although Ip Man
history
is
in light.
Alternate history.
Altist light.
Yeah, I suppose you could go
okay,
with that.
Fine. It's a 5 for me. I want to see
5,
it.
5, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You seriously, your theme was just you want to see all the kung fu movies.
It's not just the kung fu movies. It's not just that they're kung fu movies, okay? It's that they look like good movies.
You want to see good movies. Shocking. That's like
but
the dumbest theme ever.
The theme is almost all of the films that I want to see that are on the list, this version of the episode... Mm-hmm. Almost all of them are either independent films or foreign films. None of them are like the blockbusters.
Yeah, that is... Yeah.
I mean, I think it's fascinating. Those are the films I care about because they look good.
These days, those are pretty much the only good movies, so yeah. That makes sense. All right.
Okay, so last one is One Fall. For September 9th. One Fall, basic premise, some guy falls down off of like a really big tall cliff and he gets magic powers to heal people.
Yes.
And I'm just like, it's a 2, whatever. It looked really hokey and stupid.
It's a 3, if anything.
Yeah.
It's not torture, and I don't want to die, but I probably won't see it.
Okay. All right. Well, September 15th is another kung fu movie, it kind of is, Treasure Hunter, which the trailer I watched didn't tell me a lot. Well, partly because it's in Chinese, and I didn't understand.
Right.
There weren't even subtitles. So basically, it kind of looks like a Chinese Indiana Jones, but with...
Indiana Jones crossed with the Mummy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically. It's just the Mummy. I mean, it very much... Well, no, yeah. Obviously, titled Treasure Hunter, so, yeah. And it looks good.
It looked like a really fun sort of action fantasy kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I give it a 4. I may give it a 5. I'm like leaning in between, like 4.5, but we don't have that, so.
I agree. I'm right there with you, 4.5 to 5.
All right. Well, okay, let's move right along then. September 23rd, first one is Abduction, a Taylor Lautner movie, or Taylor Hotner, if you want to go that route. Basic premise, I mean, he...
Not a science fiction or fantasy.
What? Shut up. Anyway, basic premise, he finds out the family he's with is not they're not his real family, which he should have figured out because they're white. So really, it's a movie about how dumb his character is.
How dumb Taylor Lautner is, which is not that hard.
So that's the basic premise, and then he finds out there's like all sorts of like CIA Secret Service stuff, and they're trying to shoot him and kill him, and like he's running around and with the surprise Taylor Lautner face on.
I think
on.
He has like special DNA, so maybe it is science fiction.
Maybe there's not a lot in the trailer to give it. It's just sort of that weird, like psychological, like sort of the Bourne Identity psychological, but without the technology. Whatever. But anyway,
Although it has a good cast. I will give it that, so, except for him.
Okay, well, anyway, let's move on now. So, that's a three.
Yeah. I'll give it a, three.
Okay. Move the mic from your mouth.
I'm sorry. Move. Next.
Getting pops. Okay. Human vs. Zombies, September 23rd also. Whatever. It's a three. It's just, like, the trailer is about a guy who's, like, really happy he gets to shoot zombies.
I'm giving it a two.
Okay. It maybe is a two. I'm just giving it a three because I'm kind of like in the...
It looks redonkulous.
I just don't want to watch it. So that's why I'm giving it a three.
Lame zombie movies.
Well, anyway. September 30th, then. Take Shelter is the first one, which is an independent film, which looks awesome.
It does look awesome. I'm giving it a 4.5, though.
It's a 5 for me, but I also like the main actor, Shannon. Because he doesn't... Because he looks kind of, he's not the typical Hollywood pretty, but he's also a really good actor.
Right.
And it looks really good. The basic premise is they're not sure if he's going crazy, he's got schizophrenia or something, but he thinks that basically some bad thing is going to happen in town, and he's like building his shelter, and it's sort of the drama.
Right. It's like some sort of storm is coming, and so he's preparing for it. Right. Who knows if it's because he's crazy, though.
Yeah,
and it looks good.
It looks like a drama. It's sort of like the what happens to his family as he's going through this. Yeah. It looks good. It's 5 for me. Although I can't dress up. Whatever you do, like in overalls, okay.
What does 4 mean again?
4 is I'd like to see that.
Oh, okay. I'll give it a 4.
Okay. All right. Next one is not technically a sci-fi fantasy film, but it sort of makes fun of horror films, which is Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. Which is essentially like...
Looks like one of the funniest movies that will come out this year.
It's all about miscommunication. Two guys who are essentially hillbillies rescue a girl in the like bayou or something, and her teenage friends think that they're like going to kill her and eat them all, and then they all start dying by accidents that aren't the hillbillies' fault.
Yes, and but just to their friends, it looks like that they are killing them.
Yes, and it's so funny.
So... Yeah, it's the typical horror setup, except, you know, the best part is in the trailer, the best line is, this is the worst vacation ever. Because what you realize is, you know, the hillbillies, they're on their summer vacation, probably want to go skinny dipping too, but these horrible people are, like, committing suicide right in front of them.
It's a suicide cult. It's a suicide cult.
Exactly. So you have both sides of the horror.
Yeah.
You know, and it looks way too much fun. I'm giving this a five.
A five. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It looks, and it's Alan Tudyk, so.
I know, which is even better.
Exactly.
Cool.
Playing the more hillbilly of the two, which is hilarious.
Sure, sure. Okay, we got to move through these last
two. Sorry.
Dream House, Daniel Craig.
Rachel Weisz.
It's another, and Rachel Weisz. And essentially another like schizophrenia movie, only there seems to be a supernatural element. We're just not sure. Something to do with he was in a mental institution, but he still thinks his family and kids are alive. And he's in the house, and he doesn't realize he was in the institution. And it's just all sort of like uncovering...
It turns out they're all dead.
But are they really? Are they half dead? It's all really...
No. You find out they're definitely dead.
Oh, whatever. Thanks for ruining that for me.
I didn't. It's in the trailer.
Well, okay, fine. I really want to see
attention.
It.
Yeah, I do. Well, I'm giving it a 4. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see that. Yeah. And the last...
It is the movie that the two of them met and fell in love on. So... And got married.
Wait, they're married?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm happy. Squeakles. Okay.
Anyway, all right, next one is Bunraku.
Bunraku, this one looks... I'm just going to say right now, I'm giving it a 5.
Oh, I'll kill myself before I see this movie.
Why? Okay, it's of the Sin City variety of...
You're not helping me. I hated Sin City.
Whatever. Well, that's because you're a dork. It's of the Sin City... Actually, it almost... the filming even more reminds me of, back in the day, the other comic book movie with Madonna.
I really don't care.
Whatever. Anyway, it's got
Woody Harrelson.
Josh Hartnett, Woody Harrelson, Demi Moore, my favorite actor, whose name I'm totally forgetting.
Kid? Something.
The Beast. Kid. Kevin McKidd, who's fantastic.
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman, thank you. I couldn't remember his name. And it's like set in a world that they can, I think they can change it somehow. Like they can almost control it, or stuff changes constantly. And it's a kind of a kung fu action.
Yeah, but it's Americanized and dumb.
Whatever, it still looks awesome.
It's a 2 to me.
5.
2.
5.
Anyway, so that's it.
That's it.
We did it in 15 minutes because Jen is a gabbermouth.
Yeah, you are too.
I am. All right, guys. So that's the monthly movie madness for this month of September. We'll be back next month with the next one.
Go see some movies.
Yeah, it'll be fun. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.